The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, of course. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years, bunch of podcasts I know a lot of you listen to. Ross Tucker Football Podcast, 30 minutes or less, your daily NFL fix. College Draft Podcast, we make picks against the spread in the biggest college football games. Of course, the Fantasy Feast Podcast to help you with your DFS lineups or to beat your buddies in the season long. And of course, the Even Money Podcast with the star, Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We are at Ross Tucker Pod on social media. Steve, we had a very good week again. It could have been even better if Matthew Stafford hadn't thrown that pick six to Talanoa Hufanga at the end of the game last night. That was a major bummer. I would have been up 10 units for the week if he didn't do that. And you would have been up 7. But he did do it. He threw a pick six. So for the week, I was up 6 units. Steve, you were up 3 units. Another very good winning week. Interesting. All of our line bets came through, including 4 best bets. But we didn't do as well with the teasers. The Bucks and the Rams let us down on the teasers, which was unfortunate, Steve. Very unfortunate. Let's dive into it. We started Thursday night. Dolphins, Bengals, you loved it. 3-unit play, you never do that. Even though the Bengals were laying 3.5, was looking dicey for a while there. The Dolphins were winning 15-14, but we got it done, Steve, 27-15.
Never going to apologize for a game that when I'm laying 3.5 and the scoreboard says I won by 12, especially because my reason for playing it was fatigue on Miami. And obviously the Bengals pulled away in the fourth quarter, got fortunate that Tua got injured. That helped. Sorry. No, the kid's okay. But bottom line, these situational spots, you got to take advantage of them when you get them.
Yeah, 3 units for you, 2 units for me. Great best bet. Vikings, Saints, we had nothing. Jags, Eagles, we had nothing. Bills, Ravens, we both liked the Ravens getting the 3.5 points. We both put 2 units on it. Ravens are up 20-3. They blow the game, but they didn't blow the cover because the Bills, Steve, were smart enough to not score a touchdown at the end of the game and just take knees until they could go ahead and they could kick the game-winning field goal. Jets, Steelers.
You know, Ross,
go ahead.
I need to address this because this is really important. Harbaugh 100% made the right call. I want to give everyone the math. It's going to take me 30 seconds, all right? Goes for it, 4th and goal from the 2, all right? Let's assume he makes it half the time approximately. If you get the touchdown, you're going to win the game about 75% of the time. If you fail, and you stick Buffalo on their own 2-yard line, you're going to win that game half the time, at least, if I'm being conservative. So if you win, it's either 75 or 50%. You're going to win 62.5% of the time when you go for it. If you kick a field goal, your chances of winning the game might be like 56%. I won't go through all the math machinations, but 62.5% is a lot bigger than 56%. Any Monte Carlo simulation, any type of analytics, it's not even close. Harbaugh was correct.
You know, but when they do it, they don't take into account an interception.
And since the over-under on interceptions is a half for the entire game, the chance of an interception is probably at most on that one given play, 3%. So even if you calculated it, it would be de minimis in the overall calculation.
Got it. Well, speaking of the Ravens, by the way, I'll be calling their game Sunday night for Westwood One, which I'm really looking forward to as they host the Bengals. And you can get to the game very easily if you want. Anybody within driving distance, just make sure you get the Game Time app on your phone. I'm obsessed with this thing. Just heard about it recently. It's unbelievable some of the deals you can get. I first looked at it, Steve, on Saturday when I was up at West Point for the Army-Georgia State game. You could get tickets for $3 to Georgia State at Army. $3. Or you could have gone to the preseason game last night, Sixers, Nets in Brooklyn. You know, Ben Simmons is back, $10. It is wild, the deals they have right now on the Game Time app. Here's what's crazy. They guarantee the lowest prices on tickets to your favorite sports, concerts, and shows. Guarantee. So there's no other app, no other place you ever need to go to get tickets because they guarantee it. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Again, that's MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Heck, $20 off your first purchase, you probably go to something for free with how cheap the tickets are. Terms apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets. Lowest price guaranteed. While we're on that, Steve, what did you think? I don't know if you noticed this. The Eagles up 8, 4th and 3. Instead of I think it was like a 42-yard field goal, they went for it. There, maybe a 38-yard field goal, something like that. Kicker was a little bit banged up, bad weather, but I know Eagles fans were surprised that they went for that rather than kicking the field goal to go up 2 scores.
Yeah, it's a mistake. Even if the coach knows his kicker is compromised and the weather's terrible, the kicker's still going to make it probably 60% of the time. Even if you only assume he makes it 40%, which would be a ludicrous assumption, it's still correct to kick. I think sometimes what coaches do, the non-analytics coaches, is they have a gut feeling. Like, my gut feeling says he's going to miss this kick. And my defense is completely shutting down Jacksonville, who can't play in the rain. Well, Trevor Lawrence cannot play in the rain. And I think that the confidence was like, well, we're going to stop him regardless, unless we do something stupid like get a kick blocked. But it was a mistake.
Jets Steelers. I had one unit on the Jets. They won the game outright. They were getting 3 points. They won it 24-20. You lean Steelers. We both leaned in the Lions, laying the 4.5. They lose the game to the Seahawks. Lions defense terrible. We both leaned to the Texans getting 5. They lost by 10 to the Chargers. Browns, Falcons. We both liked the Falcons in a bunch of teasers. You had them in a couple teasers. I had them 1. Teased up to 7.5. They won the game outright. Titans, Colts was another best bet, Steve. Titans were getting 3.5. You and I put 2 units on them, both of us. And they won the game outright, 24-17. That was a nice 2-unit play for us. Commanders, Cowboys, we didn't have anything. Bears, Giants. We both put 1 unit on the Giants, laying the 3 points because the Bears aren't very good. Giants lost both their quarterbacks, but still won the ball game 20-12.
Yeah, and the Bears, they're 2-2, but I am very confident I'm going to be cashing my Bears under 6.5 season wins. Can't be an NFL team when you got a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball, and that's what the Bears have right now.
Cardinals, Panthers, we both had them in some teasers as well. The Cardinals teased up to 8.5. They won the game outright by 10. Carolina's not very good. So that was a good teaser leg for us. Patriots, Packers, we had nothing. You leaned Patriots getting the 10.5, and they almost won the game. They lost by 3 in overtime. Broncos, Raiders, we both had the Broncos in a teaser. Didn't matter ultimately because we paired them with the Bucks, but Broncos lost by 9. We teased them up to 8.5. They lost by 9 because they missed an extra point. But didn't matter because the Bucks lost by 10. So that hurt two of your teasers and one of mine. And then the Rams, that pick 6 last night, our Rams-Cardinals two-unit teaser would have been money. If Stafford doesn't throw the pick 6, they lose by 15. So I was up 6 for the week. You were up 3. I'm up 10 for the year. You're up 8. The only teaser that hit was my the Falcons Cardinals teaser we got. So you lost on Falcons Bucks, on Broncos Bucks, and Rams Cardinals. I lost on Broncos Bucks and Rams Cardinals. Teaser legs not as good for us this week as they typically were or are. But even then, it's rare, I feel like, for those teams to lose by as much as they did. Speaking of rare, listen, I know we love beer and wings, but I had some wine last night. And when it comes to awesome wine at crazy low prices, we're talking like 30 to 70% off retail. Here at Even Money, we go right to the last bottle, especially if our bets don't go well. Whether you took the over or the under for the game, you'll need a glass of something terrifically tasty. They've got the goods. Listen, if you don't know the deal, Last Bottle is a daily wine site based in Napa. They have one wine every day until it's gone, faster than the Chargers in the playoffs, if they make the playoffs. Last Bottle has a deal just for Even Money listeners. Use promo code MONEY to get 10% off your next order with Last Bottle. That's lastbottlewines.com. Use code MONEY, money. Speaking of money, Steve, let's dive into it for this week. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Colts, Broncos. I write this down 20 minutes ago. Colts plus 3.5. Now I look, Steve, it's only Colts plus 3. How much of a difference does that make?
5% in your win rate. So assuming you had a rock solid 56% play on Colts plus 3.5, now you got garbage, Ross. You got a 51% play at plus 3. Please act accordingly.
Gosh, I don't have that many bets this week, and that was one of them. The total is 43.5. All right, I guess I'm out. I could just do Indianapolis plus 3 for one unit. Thoughts, Steve?
I got your back on this one. Here's what we're going to play. We're going to pivot. We are going to go ahead and play the Denver Broncos team total under 23.5. That's what it is at the few books that have put it up. Others will copy. You know, I like the Colts. I like the under a lot. Both teams compromised at running back. Both teams good defenses, bad offenses. So if I like the game overall under and I like the Colts, that means I don't think the Broncos are going to score many points. So Broncos team total under 23.5, two units.
Broncos under 23.5, two units. All right, it's the best bet. Nice.
The best bet.
Giants, Packers across the pond. No idea who's going to be the quarterback for the Giants. None whatsoever. I mean, Daniel Jones can't run. I guess Tyrod Taylor will probably get cleared after the concussion. I don't know. At any rate, I'm teasing the Packers from -8 down to -2. I'm pairing them with the Bucks, who I'm teasing from -8.5 down to -2.5. Two unit, two team teaser for me, Steve. Packers and the Bucks. I should mention the total across the pond is 41 for the Giants and the Packers.
Yeah, and I'm not so confident Tyrod Taylor or any concussed player is going to get cleared. It's a whole new NFL, Ross. This isn't your NFL where guys could go out there and basically not be able to see how many fingers were put in front of them. It's Johnny Lawrence and Cobra Kai says, you know, this is a new generation of wussies, which is good because we don't want players to get hurt long term. So I'm not sure Tyrod Taylor is going to play. I agree with your teaser. I like it. Basic strategy. Long teasers go through the corridor, 3-7. Two units. That's a best bet teaser.
The best bet.
All right. Steelers are getting 14 points against the Buffalo Bills. The total is 47, Steve. And I've been told it's the biggest underdog the Steelers have been since at least the 60s. At least the 60s, Steve. I don't feel good about this, but I have to do it. I have to bet on the Steelers. 14 points, the Pittsburgh Steelers, an NFL game. Two unit Steelers plus 14.
All right, so the Buffalo Bills just played an insane, intense road game 2 weeks ago in 100-degree heat against Miami. Came down to the wire. Then, and their second straight big road game, they trailed the entire game, and Josh Allen rallied the team back with his throws and with his feet, put his body on the line. They got it done. Now, they play the hapless Pittsburgh Steelers, laying 14. Josh Allen won't be putting his body on the line. He won't be running the ball as much. And in a workmanlike fashion, the Buffalo Bills win this game by 6 points. Pittsburgh Steelers, three units. We have a best bet.
The best bet.
Wow. Three units from Fez on the Steelers. And listen, it's going to be Pickett at quarterback, and I think he'll play okay. The Falcons are playing the Bucks. Bucks are laying 8.5. Total's 48. We already paired them in a teaser with the Packers. Steve, is it totally inappropriate to have the Bucks in a teaser, but then also take the Falcons and the points?
No, because the prevalence of all these double win outcomes where Tampa finds a way to win by 3, 4, 6, 7, and you scoop and win both bets is sufficient that both can actually be profitable. Having said that, I don't know, Atlanta without Cordell Patterson, I don't know if Atlanta has enough weapons that I really want to back them. Also, Atlanta's 4-0 against the spread. At some point, the point spread tax, even on the under-the-radar Atlanta Falcon Dirty Birds, is going to hit where you're not getting as many points as you would have gotten had they not covered some games.
Yeah, I'm gonna put one unit on the Falcons getting 8.5. I liked it. They were getting 9 earlier this morning, but I'll put one unit on the Falcons getting the 8.5. The Dolphins have already ruled out Tua for the game. They're laying 3 points. It'll be Teddy Bridgewater against Zach Wilson in New York. Total's 44.5, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know how Teddy Bridgewater's going to play. The Jets coming off, you know, Wilson actually looked capable. I will lean Jets, just a lean.
I've got nothing on that game. I would lean Jets too. You know, there's a lot of threes and sevens this week, Steve. I hate betting threes and sevens. I want 3.5 or 2.5, or I want, you know, 7.5 or 6.5. I hate when it's right on the threes and sevens. Why do I hate that so much?
Well, because you've become a very savvy NFL bettor, and look no further, the importance, you know, hey, other shows come on, they got the pretty girls and they're like, I like Baltimore. They're going to win. And it's all bullshit. It's all a bunch of like media content. They don't bet seriously. None of these media betting experts even bet. It's like Killian from the Running Man movie. Yeah. Killian is lying to you. He's not telling you the truth. They're not telling you the truth. Here's the truth. Last week, Ross Tucker, he liked Baltimore. I liked Baltimore. They were getting 3.5 early in the week. It was a great wager. Then Baltimore loses by exactly 3 points. And the savvy bettors who locked in the hook on the 3.5 won. And all the media content people that said, the number doesn't matter. I like Baltimore. Well, they push because they don't realize this is how professional bettors win. You want the really pretty girls, go somewhere else. You want to win, you stick with even money.
Love it. Love it. You know what else you should stick with? Our friends at Sling TV. Forget about high prices, endless contracts. Sling is the most valuable option when it comes to finding your favorite channels with the best deal for sports, news, and entertainment. Here's what's really cool. You can follow all the action on one screen, catch every touchdown every Sunday, thanks to NFL Red Zone, available on Sling Blue Plus Sports Extra. Think about that. Every touchdown live every Sunday afternoon while you're tracking your bets with NFL Red Zone on Sling. For a limited time, get Sling Blue and add on Sports Extra with NFL Red Zone for half off your first month. Think about that. Usually $46, now it's $23. That's right, you get the best deal on Red Zones. You can catch all the touchdowns at the lowest price with Sling TV. Visit sling.com/DraftKings to sign up today. What are we signing up, Steve, with the Bears and the Vikings? Bears are getting 7 points, totals 43.5.
All right, I almost teased the Vikings. My power ratings like the Vikings, but I'm not going to do it, Ross. And here's why. The Vikings elected to not do their bye week. They come back from London. So, hey, they wanted this. I've heard that, so the players should be excited. You know what? Maybe the organization wanted this, knowing the later bye week would be good. But as an NFL player, I'm not happy. I'm not happy to have to, like, have played in London, then fly all the way back, no time off, and I got to play this game. And I think it might compromise their performance. As a former player, I'm eager to hear your thoughts, but I'm passing the game.
I don't think the flight is as big a deal as you do, in the sense that, you know, if you play for the Patriots and you play out at Seattle or L.A., like, that's not that different of a flight from New England to L.A. as it is New England to England. Now, Minnesota's in the middle of the country, so it's a little bit longer of a flight. But the game was also 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, so they got back around when they would normally get back. I think the bigger issue is they were gone for a while, so now that they get back, they got to go grocery shop. You know, they got other stuff they need to do when they get back. And being on a plane promote swelling, which isn't good for anybody that got banged up, and then to be on a flight for that long. I got nothing on this game, Steve. I'm moving on. If anything, I guess I would lean Vikings. Moving on to Detroit and New England. Detroit is getting 3 points. The total is 46.5.
So last night, I thought I was going to give out Detroit on the show. The more I thought about this, you know what? When Geno Smith torches you for over 500 yards and your offense is compromised with injuries, that's not a team you should be investing in, especially a hype team with all the hard knock stuff. I'll lean Detroit. I'm not going to bet on them.
I'm going to put one unit on Detroit getting the 3 points. I think, look, Detroit plays the same game every week. It's a close game where they lose by about three. I would love it if it was 3.5. Love it, love it, love it. At three, I'll only put one unit on it. Next up, we've got the Texans. Again, right on the number. Getting 7 against the Jaguars. Totals 44.5.
Yeah, you know, I'm a believer in the Jaguars. I'm going to make the case the Jaguars, even though they lost on Sunday, that was all about the elements. And apparently Trevor Lawrence played one game in the rain in college, and he was terrible in that game too. The Jaguars played the 9 greatest quarters in the history of the NFL. They beat the Colts 24-0. Then they beat the Chargers 38-10, and then they led 14-0 against the Eagles. That is just incredible. How can an average team have played 9 quarters that good? I don't think they can, which means the Jaguars are better than an average team. And if you're better than an average team, you don't lose at home to the Houston Texans. I'm going to do a teaser here. I'm going to tease Jacksonville down to the -1. I'm going to tease them with Monday Night Football because I like having action on the favorite early before the line inflates, and lock in the Kansas City Chiefs at -1. Also, 2-team, 6-point NFL teaser. 2 units.
I like it. I'm going to do it too. You're not really going through the key numbers though, Steve. That's not what usually what you do.
Yeah, but what I do is I forecast line moves, and I'm forecasting Jacksonville will close 7.5 and that Kansas City will close 7.5. So by the time these games are kicking off, we will be going through the 7. Because of that, this makes this teaser even better.
Ooh, okay. All right. I'm in on it. 2 units, Jags down to -1. Kansas City down to -1. It's a best bet.
The best bet.
Titans are laying 3 on the road in Washington, total 42.5.
My goodness, I don't want to do it. I really don't want to do it because the Washington, they're losers. That's just a losing organization. Every Philadelphia Eagle fan knows it. Washington knows it. The fans know it. They don't have much of a home field. But the bottom line is my numbers say this game should be 2, and I'm catching 3. I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose 2 units on the Washington Commandos in an ill-advised wager.
Yeah, I'll just lean Washington getting the 3. I can't bet on those guys. Can't do it. Titans have looked a lot better the last 2 weeks, too. What about the Chargers laying 3 on the road in Cleveland, Steve?
I get it. Cleveland is banged up on the D-line, and that's a big issue, and that Atlanta ran all over them. But my goodness, who are the Chargers? A team you just said, Ross, might crap out in the playoffs if they get there. Well, you know what? If Cleveland's a marginal playoff team and the Chargers are a marginal playoff team and Cleveland's home, how in the world are they getting 3? I'll take the Browns, +3, 2 units.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really understand the line. Herbert and the Chargers look good in Houston, but Cleveland's been pretty consistent so far this year. I like the Browns getting the 3 points as well, 2 units.
The best bet.
Seahawks are getting 5.5 on the road in New Orleans, Steve. Total's 46.
Yeah, back to another team coming home from London, even longer plane flight disruption from schedule. And I believe that New Orleans spent a lot more time in London than Minnesota did. I don't like that. Having said all that, boy, Seattle, after that high-flying performance, I can see them having a dud here. I'll still lean with Seattle in the game.
Yep, I'm going to lean the Seahawks as well, getting the 5.5. Still not to the point where I actually trust them yet. Niners, Panthers. Panthers are getting 6.5 at home. Total is 39.
Yeah, the 49ers, very, very impressive, obviously, last night. And Carolina, I don't know if there's any home field advantage. The Boo Birds are out. The memo is out. When was the last time that Sam Darnold, that the crowd was going to be chanting for Sam Darnold to come in because of the hated Baker Mayfield not performing? I got nothing on this. I pass.
Yeah, I would just lean to the Niners laying the 6.5, but I can't lay that many points. The Niners, though, are a team that I think is going to be a force to be reckoned with the rest of this year. Their defense is so good that they might be a team right now for you to buy some stock in at Symbol. Pro Football Focus calls Symbol the perfect blend of sports and the stock market, offering a brand new way to invest in your favorite teams and profit off their success. It's so cool to be able to use $150 from Symbol free. Just download the Symbol mobile app for iOS by searching SIMBULL in the App Store. Use promo code MONEY so you get the free team stock valued up to $150 upon signing up. Make sure you pick whatever team you want. That's code MONEY to claim your free stock on the Symbol mobile app. Why wouldn't you do it? What about the Eagles laying 5.5 on the road against the Cardinals, Steve?
I'm not eager to step against the Eagles as well as they're playing. Throw a pick six from midfield to start the game. No problem. They still cover 6.5 last week. I got nothing on this one. I pass.
I don't think the Cardinals are very good at all. Now, they played pretty good defense against Carolina. The only trepidation I have with the Eagles is they lost two O-linemen last week against Jacksonville, and I don't know the status of those guys yet. So I'm just going to go one unit on the Eagles laying the 5.5. I think they're the much better team. There's some really injury issues this week that are clouding things up. What about the Cowboys getting 4 on the road against the Rams, Steve?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that this line hasn't dropped further. I'm going to lean to the Cowboys in this game. You know, I'm going to zig. The whole market's zagging after the snoozer last night, the Rams being unable to move the ball. You know, I believe in Cooper Rush. I've got him rated right now my 28th best starting quarterback. 3 weeks ago, I had him a below average backup. You play 3 straight games, even against Cupcakes, solid performance. You get your upgrade. Given that, I know the Rams couldn't score last night, and I know the Cowboys D has been very good, but they played some bad offenses. I'm going to go over in this game, over the 43.5. I feel that this market has overcorrected downward based upon the game last night. 2 units.
I just like the Cowboys. I like the Cowboys getting the 4 points. Their defense is playing awesome. Cooper Rush is playing solid. I think the Rams probably win a close game, but I'll take the 4 points. 2 units for me with the Cowboys. Bengals, Ravens. I'll be calling this game for Westwood One Sunday night. Anybody driving around, check me out. Ravens are laying 3 at home Sunday night against the Bengals, Steve.
Yeah, and this is another one of those games on 3. You know, and I'll say it. You know, I would lean to Baltimore -3, and I would lean to the Bengals +3.5. That it shows how important the 3 is. If you're in football pools and the like, bet accordingly. If someone gives you the 3.5, I think there's value there with the Bengals.
Totally agree. I'll just lean to the Ravens laying the 3. I think they're the better team. Kansas City and the Raiders, the spread is 7. The Raiders are catching 7 on the road. Total's 51. We both already teased the Chiefs down to -1 and paired them with the Jags. Anything else on the game, Steve?
Yeah, I got a Monday night game with an ultra public team, the Chiefs, and Mahomes highlight reel can do things no other quarterback can do. So where I'm going, if you like Kansas City, lay the 7 right now. Tease the 7. Don't fall asleep at the wheel. Wait, you know, the 5 days and then 10 minutes before the game starts, go up to the window and be laying 7.5 or even 8 with Kansas City. By contrast, if you like the Raiders, sit back, relax, let this market run. Get a better number right before they kick off on Monday Night Football.
Love it. I'm just in on the teaser there. Hope we have another winning week. Glad to have you guys aboard. Let's keep it rolling here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.